This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tolos, where are you in the upset picks challenge standings? Oh boy, I continue to go the opposite direction. I continue to drop. Not good news, but it is what it is. I've got to do better. I've just not, I don't know. I guess I've been snake bit. Texter says the Packers did the same poison pill when they traded Brett Favre so he couldn't play for Minnesota. That's interesting, Texter, and appreciate that because now that you say that, I do remember there being some sort of clause in there. So the poison pills have happened before. You just don't hear about them that often, right? Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel is under the weather today. He will be back hopefully very, very soon. Not feeling the best, so resting up and getting to feeling better is the D. But we've got upset pick standings. We've got high school football playoffs round one to get to. And where are you, Tolos, in these upset picks challenge standings? We'll have GraysonManTigerNet.com joining us in, let's see, 20 minutes or so right here on the show. All right, if you go to thefanupstate.com on Facebook or Twitter, you can see those standings. I just posted them during the commercial break, and I will pull them up, and let's see who's at the top of this thing, who's leading the way when it comes to the Upset Picks Challenge. Now, congratulations to Dave Mosley, who still leads the way with 79.5 points. I will say, before we get to the rest of the leaderboard, a couple of notes from Dan B. There was one newbie to the game this week, 7 new on the board, which is good. Madcraft finally, how about that, Madcraft finally getting on the board. 3 huge picks with Cal, 1 up to the top 3, and the other jumped 49 spots. The third was Bubba Brooks, now on the board. Let's see, I believe Bubba Brooks, if you are listening, Dan B is going to update the graphic. I believe that was the only thing we forgot to get on there. But a lot of new Tolos on the board. Dave Mosley leading the Upset Picks Challenge, 79.5 points. USC Justin at second with 66 points. Canes Transplant, 51 points. He's in third with Gamecock Tim. FU Ashley, that is Diesel's wife. She has 46 points and is sitting in fifth place. The rest of the top 15, Puppy Monkey Baby, Leprechaun Lyman, Dewey. Dewey has 39 points. I don't know how. Nashty, 38.5 points. RJ sitting in 10th place with 38 points. Percy also tied for 10th with 38 points. Coach AJ at 12. Kevin Bugs, Frank Wagner, Keith and TR, Jacob in Spartanburg, Trey in Kentucky, Bo from Greer, Clemson 83, Hoosier Daddy, and very upsetting, that rounds out the top 20. When it comes to, oh, look, by the way, shout out Dan B. Dan B has moved all the way up the 27th spot with 27.5 points. Kane also right there, 27 spots as well. Congrats on that, Kane. But when it comes to me and Diesel, we are really, really struggling. I've fallen all the way back to 78th place now with 12 points. So I've got to figure out what to do just to end. I'm going to be like Dabo and just try to finish strong, I guess. That's all I'm going to do. Diesel has fallen to 119th. In danger of falling off the board. Diesel has 1.5 points. Just 1.5 points. So we'll see if Diesel can get it back together. But Tolo's, the upset picks standings are online at thefanupstate.com. If you want to see where you are, let us know. I know some of you Tolo's don't have Facebook and Twitter. If you don't, call in or text in, and I'll find your name on the list. Let you know where you stand in the standings. Welcome into Wire to Wire, though, Tolos. If you just tuned in, Cole Bryson with you. Diesel again under the weather. He'll be back hopefully very soon. We've got a loaded show to get to. Grayson Mann coming up in the next segment. Also, Overreaction Monday at 5 o'clock right here on the Fan Upstate. Nate Garner, the head football coach of the North Greenville Trailblazers, joining the show at 5:22. A short show today, only 3 hours compared to normal, which is 4 hours due to the Furman pregame show at 6 o'clock tonight. Dan Scott will join me at 5:45 to look at to take a quick look at Furman basketball and what they've done this season. But I want to get to a little high school football in this segment as high school football round one of the playoffs in the books on Friday night. I know a lot of you Tolos follow along very closely with your high school teams. Let me know if you have any questions regarding who stands where in the playoffs and what round two looks like. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open at 844-326-3663. Some scores locally, though, from Friday night. Boiling Springs defeats Malden 16-14. Rock Hill defeats Spring Valley 47-0. Locally, Spartanburg defeats J.L. Mann 45-3. Gaffney defeats Eastside 28-10. Also, do want to say thoughts and prayers with Lucas Tankersley of Eastside, man. A tremendous talent, running back, also plays on the defense for Eastside as well. Unfortunately, he went down with a pretty bad injury and had to be taken off in an ambulance on Friday night. So hopefully he's okay. And he was also a really good wrestler for Eastside over there at Eastside High School. So hate to hear that. But Gaffney gets a first-round playoff win, 28-10 over Eastside. Greenville, how about the Red Raiders, Scoot Watson? Those guys get a 42-35 win over Nation Ford. Hillcrest defeats Riverside 35-14, a big night for the Rams. South Point got a win 63-13 over Buford. Fountain Inn, man, what a season they had. Brett Nichols and those guys did such a good job, but their season came to an end on Friday. Just fell short to Emerald 44-36 and another instant classic. That was a rematch from just a few weeks ago, so hate to see that for Fountain Inn, but Emerald's a very good football team. Seneca defeated Lancaster 28-21. Daniel defeated Dreer 14-10, a really close game there. Dreer lost to Daniel. Greer, the Greer Yellow Jackets, lost to Camden on Friday night. Their season comes to an end. 38-20 was the final score there. Westside defeats Pickens 49-21. Wren defeated Blue Ridge Friday 42-28. Powdersville with a big 66-0 win over Carolina on Friday. Pendleton defeated Broome 24-21. Crescent defeated Union County 50-14. 14, rather. And by the way, some big news out of Union County today with Quinnen Isom, the head football coach of the Union County Yellow Jackets, the former coach. Union County announced that they are parting ways with Quinnen Isom. So Union County looking for a new football coach. Mountain View Prep over in Spartanburg got a 28-27 win over St. Joe's. That game was actually at St. Joe's. Woodruff defeated West Oak 49-7. Christchurch, shout out to Quinn Hatfield and those guys, 47-7 win over Wahala. Belton Honeyapath got a big 56-7 win over Palmetto. Southside Christian took down Chapman in a game that was not close at all, 55-15, a big win for Southside Christian. Let's see, locally, I believe that's about it. Chesney did fall. Their season comes to an end. Fairfield Central defeats Chesney Friday 50 21. Some high school football scores from around the area. Also, Tolos, if you want to know where your team is playing in the second round matchups, the brackets are out. I'll have this Friday's matchups on the fanupstate.com here coming shortly, and you'll be able to see all of the matchups this Friday on the fanupstate.com. But Tolos, want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. 98 of you Tolos watching the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I want to get to this Brian Daboll news eventually, but we, you know what? We can go ahead and get to it. They're talking about it a lot on the big networks today, and I don't know if you NFL fans out there, you NFL Tolos out there, pay much attention to the New York Giants. I'm sure we have a few New York Giant fans in the audience, but Brian Daboll getting fired is interesting because, you know, it felt like a few weeks ago that organization was turning a new page, right, with Jackson Dart becoming the starter, providing a little bit of a spark to that offense, and then Cam Scadabo coming in. Obviously, the terrible injury that he suffered, his season ends. But I'll tell you what, man, I think Brian Daboll was in a situation where he knew he was going to get canned. He knew it wasn't going to end well, but he just felt like he had to do something to mix things up. Russell Wilson came out in 2025 as the starter for the New York Giants. That lasted, what, a few games, and then Jackson Dart comes in. I think Jackson Dart, like you saw the connection and the relationship between Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart. I do think there was a lot of authenticity there between those guys, and I do truly believe Brian Daboll felt like Jackson Dart gave them the best opportunity to succeed. However, in the NFL, what we've learned is, and what we've known for a long time, is it takes more than just a quarterback. The New York Giants still have some tremendous issues as a whole with their organization. So, ultimately, throwing Jackson Dart out there wasn't the ultimate fix. Throwing Cam Scadabo out there wasn't the ultimate fix. Now, they were better with Jackson Dart and Cam Scadabo because you saw the connection those two were starting to build and starting to form. But ultimately, when Cam goes down, they don't have that bullish threat, if you will. And Jackson Dart's still good. But, man, them blowing that lead yesterday, I mean, that was really embarrassing. And they had a nice lead. And for them to blow it in the way they did, Brian Daboll, I said on these airwaves back before the season started that I believed Brian Daboll would be fired midseason. And here we are on the 10th day of November. Brian Daboll has been fired. And the New York Giants yesterday, after that loss to the Bears, 24-20. On the flip side, how about Caleb Williams? Do we all owe Caleb Williams an apology? I mean, Caleb Williams, 6-3 with the Chicago Bears this season. They're 3-1 at home. I don't know, but we might be to the point now where we do owe Caleb Williams an apology just because he's different. He's not the normal cut of a quarterback, right? When you hear him talk and you see how he, you know, carries himself, you don't think, oh, standard NFL quarterback. But guess what? I think we all owe Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears an apology. Now, did getting Ben Johnson tremendously help that franchise and organization? Sure. Ben Johnson's been incredible. I think that was a home run hire, stealing him away from Detroit. But ultimately, I mean, this is a Bears team now that from the ashes is now 6-3. They're 3-1 at home. And with the parity this year in the NFL, it just seems like, man, this Chicago Bears team's not too bad, right? I mean, you look at other teams who are supposed to be all that. The Chicago Bears certainly seem to be in a good spot. Look at the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The Buffalo Bills came in, what, 6-2? Playing a 2-7 horrible Dolphins team. A Dolphins team, by the way, that has a false start on the very first play of scrimmage. And you lose to that team. You went 3 scoreless quarters. That's pathetic. Now, the Bills did try to make it close in the fourth quarter. They scored 13, but the Dolphins scored 14. Dolphins beat the Bills yesterday 30-13. A very pathetic performance from the Miami Dolphins. So my point being, I think we do owe Caleb Williams a little bit of an apology. I also think the Bears, with Ben Johnson, have shown us that going back to that point with the Giants and Jackson Dart, I think this is a good reminder that you need more than just a good quarterback in the NFL. And look, Caleb Williams has been good. He's been really good, but he needed more than that. How many times on this show, how many times have we talked about when it comes to a quarterback in the NFL, the landing spot, the destination, the environment that they're in meaning so much? And how many quarterbacks' careers are wasted because they don't find themselves in the right spot? I still don't believe Trevor Lawrence is in the right spot. I still don't know if Trevor Lawrence has the right head coach in Liam Cohen. But what you do see is you see a guy in Caleb Williams who's with that franchise, with that organization for a couple of years, and a guy in Ben Johnson who's with the Detroit Lions who is competing for a Super Bowl says, huh, not only can I have my first head job, he says, huh, I see something with that guy. I see something with that guy in Caleb Williams. And I think this just goes to show you need a lot more than just a head coach. You need a lot more than just a quarterback. Obviously, everybody else, there are more pieces to the puzzle that go into this formula. But Ben Johnson leaving Detroit to bring Chicago from the ashes, a horrible Chicago team, by the way, who's now 6-3 with Caleb Williams. I just think it goes to show, you give a guy like Jackson Dart the right head coach, you give a guy like Trevor Lawrence the right head coach, and who knows, maybe him and Liam Cohen still pan out. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't see it. But you give a quarterback who does have the intangibles and does have the talent the right head coach, and look what can happen. Look what can happen. Look at the Indianapolis Colts, man. Which, by the way, was a fantastic game on Sunday. The Falcons led for the majority of that football game, and the Colts came back to win 31-25. Kane on the YouTube stream says, Chicago is owed nothing but BTA and defeat. Go Lions. Kane, I know that's probably a little bit of a sour pill for you to swallow, being that your offensive coordinator left for Chicago. But, man, telling you, that's still impressive in his first season. And I'm not saying they're going to go win the state, win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. But when you look at what they've done in such a short time, it just does make you think, man, how important is it for these young quarterbacks to be in the right spot? How important is it for these young quarterbacks to land in the very right spot with the very perfect coach? It's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to draft well. But, man, you see this situation, and it goes back to my point. I think we all owe Caleb Williams an apology because pretty much everybody was throwing dirt on that guy, right? And look what he's done now that he's in the right situation. He's got the right head coach in Ben Johnson, and who would have thought that that would be possible in Chicago? And, Kane, I know you're joking about it, but my goodness, man, who would have thought in Chicago of all places, you're talking about a 6-3 Bears team, because Ben Johnson saw Caleb Williams and said, I like what I see in that guy. I think I can make something of that situation. And boy, did he. Boy, did he. All right, we've got to run to a break. We've got to talk Clemson. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joins the show every Monday at 4:22. We'll talk to Grayson next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time to talk a little Clemson football on this Monday, as we do every single Monday in this very time slot. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel a little under the weather today. He'll be back very soon, hopefully, as we're joined every Monday at this time by Grayson ManTigerNet.com. Grayson, how the heck are you, man?
How the heck are you, man? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm fantastic. It's a victory Monday for the Clemson Tigers as they got the get-right game, as I called it, against Florida State on Saturday. A big one in Death Valley. I think the biggest thing is you got that monkey off of your back, Grayson. You don't have to go into the offseason with this mantra of not winning a Power Four game at home and over a calendar year. A lot to dive into, including that statistic, but what stuck out the most to you in Clemson's big win on Saturday?
Can you imagine if we had to wait till 2026, Cole, to project a home win just between you and me?
I know.
Doing this.
That's a good point.
That's a stat you don't want hanging over your head for an offseason.
And what would that win have been, by the way? I mean, who would the first Power Four home win have been over, you know?
I don't know. Maybe Georgia Tech's first. I don't know what the schedule. We obviously won't know till the spring.
Yeah.
But you would have had to really grasp at straws depending on how the roster and this staff turn out to be. But yeah, this is an interesting game, Cole. I predicted Florida State to win on Saturday. I felt like they had a little bit more juice offensively. And in terms of their skill at wide receiver, Deuce Robinson, some speedy guys, I felt like that was going to be what we've seen for the last several weeks,
yeah,
is that Clemson's very susceptible to big plays on the perimeter. And it felt like Florida State could expose that. And to be honest, they did. It was just a lot of miscues on the Seminoles' part. We kept saying in the press box, Clemson's finally found a team that shoots itself in the foot more than the Tigers do. So you had a variety of mistakes there, but I continue to be really impressed. I wasn't really blown away in the second half, but I do feel like since that second half of SMU, Garrett Riley's had a decent pulse,
yeah,
on the offense, and the play calling has been much better. Cade Klubnik has been playing really good football. I wouldn't say great, say good. Certainly much better than how he started the season. So you found a little bit of complimentary football. I do think that the dynamic of the game changes if you don't have a fumbled exchange at the red zone. You don't have a fourth down drop that was going to be a touchdown. Sure, you can have all those caveats, and certainly Clemson's been on the receiving end of some unfortunate luck, so sometimes it swings back your way. But ultimately, you found a team that made more mistakes than you, and you capitalized on that with a 14-point win.
Grayson, kind of a big picture question when it comes to Clemson's win on Saturday against Florida State, and I was talking about this in the very first segment of the show. Do wins against Florida State and do wins the rest of the way out change what happens in the offseason?
No. It's my understanding that change is coming.
And what if they went out, Grayson? What if they went out?
Still coming. Still coming. They're not going to win out, by the way.
Negative just, Nancy over here on this Monday.
I'm spoiling victory Monday.
Why aren't they going to win out?
I think they're going to face better teams. And they're also going to face a group in Louisville that's incredibly, I think, back to earth after that loss to Cal. Good quarterback, by the way. That's going to be a transfer portal addition for somebody in the offseason over there in Berkeley. But for Louisville, it's a team that matches up with Clemson very well. Jeff Brohm, a coach that realizes they still have a shot in the ACC.
Sure.
And Friday night, it's a weird environment. Cade Klubnik isn't 100% healthy still. And I think that's been reflected. So he's gutted out some big performances. But overall, I didn't come away on Saturday thinking, man, Clemson was a world beater. They really showed me that they can win four straight. They're going to get the Furman one. I think that one would be a disaster if we had to come here on Monday and talk about a Furman win. But in terms of the product, I still think that Louisville's much more capable of exposing some of Clemson's bigger weaknesses that Florida State just wasn't able to do on Saturday. Missed throws by Castellanos, not a quarterback that, and to Clemson's credit, the strategy is to keep a quarterback like that in the pocket, make sure he's not going to do this backyard football stuff. He reminds me a lot of Kyler Murray in that sense, where if you keep him in the pocket and force him to throw over the middle of the field, you're going to win that football game 9 times out of 10. Mm. And so they're doing a lot of those corner blitzes with Terrell. Sometimes the secondary stayed home, sometimes they didn't. In the rewatch, I was a little bit less impressed, maybe just because you see a little bit more of the angles and go, wow, they got away with this one. I think I counted 4 drops in that first half alone. So a lot of miscues on Florida State's end. You got to give credit where credit is certainly due. But at the end of the day, they're going to face a better team on Friday than Clemson has with Florida State. And so that competition, how do they stack up? How do they handle this success late into the year? Does it galvanize them? We'll see.
Grayson, kind of another college football generality question when it comes to what you mentioned with Florida State, and we've seen it this year with Clemson as well when it comes to running the football, right? Like, Florida State couldn't run the ball. Their quarterback was their leading rusher. We've seen at times what Clemson looks like, Grayson, when they can't run the ball. I don't know if there's a correlation or a study that needs to be done on team success in 2025 when it comes to their team success and also how well they run the football. We hear it from coaches week in and week out. From what you're seeing, you see Clemson in a different team every week. Why is it so hard in the modern era to run the football?
So centered around passing and protecting the quarterback and protecting the receiver, it's never been easier to put yards down the field when you're throwing it. Just the way that they're having to coach these guys on defense. I mean, half the tackles are banned. You've seen in the NFL guys are getting suspended for those hip drops. And so overall, it's just a tougher world to run the football and be a team that wants to fundamentally attack on the ground. You got to have somebody special in the backfield as well, and I don't think Clemson has that, at least yet, with Gideon Davidson. I think he's still developing, showing some flashes for sure. Randall's not a special talent, good talent, not a special talent, but it is a lot more difficult, Cole, to run the football when you can. Man, are you dangerous? That's championship-level football. Ohio State can do it. Alabama can do it. Indiana can do it when they're not playing Penn State.
Yeah,
they can do it. So the element of having that talent back there, but also the offensive line. There's synchronization that's required at that spot that I don't think many of these teams in the ACC necessarily have. You've seen it in spurts with Isaac Brown in Louisville. Be curious to see how they attack that after they made that a nightmare for Clemson last November.
Grace and I gave Clemson a lot of praise in the first segment on how they responded just as fans, as players. You know, I said last week, man, multiple times, when it comes to the defense especially. I wanted to see the defense play with an edge again, and it seemed, you know, it seemed as if sometimes that was way too inconsistent in 2025. From the players playing with an edge, emotion Saturday, Grayson, to the fan support, the atmosphere, Graham Neff was tweeting about it. I don't know if that's, you know, anything, if you read far into that or what, or how you read Graham Neff's tweet there, what you make of it. But just talk about, I mean, you were there. Talk about what it says about Clemson that despite a bad season, you know, compared to what Clemson normally has, that they were still able to get that kind of impressive turnout on Saturday night.
I looked around and said, where was this a couple, like with in terms of the environment and the way they were able to set it up? Very impressive from a logistical standpoint. They were lighting up the Paul and they were doing a bunch of things with the band. Very fun. Very much reminiscent of that pageantry of classic college football from that standpoint. But I think it does say something about this Clemson fan base is that they're very passionate. They're very loud and they'll let you know it when you're slipping up. But man, do they show up? I mean, that stadium was full, and you're looking at other programs across the country. They're worried about attendance, ticket sales. If things start going south, there's a lot of programs their fans check out. And sure, there's some Clemson fans that have, but overall, you saw a lot of energy, students riled up, a lot of fun on Saturday, Cole. I really can't ask for much more for a group that's 3-5 and not playing for anything that you look towards and go, man, can't wait for them to be bowl eligible. I don't think Clemson fans are going to make a parade about a 6-6 season, but they're going to show up. And depending on the geography of a potential bowl route, wouldn't be shocked if it's a lot of orange in that crowd as well, depending on where they potentially could end up should they beat Louisville and South Carolina.
Grayson, what can you say about Kay Klubnik's health? Obviously, pretty banged up and continued to get banged up and you know, bruised and battered on Saturday.
Yeah, so he had suffered a quad injury against Duke and continued to play through that. Could barely walk, as Dabo Swinney put it in Saturday's press conference. What makes it interesting about the ACC availability report is I wonder when he's practicing, when he's not practicing, and there's some truth-telling in the availability. I'm not saying anything controversial, I don't think, but I just find it funny. The system is very interesting.
Loopholes. And
I'm not pinning Clemson on anything. I'm just saying there's been some other examples too. You're like, interesting how they frame that. So overall, I think he's healthy. He's going to play. There's not going to be much that keeps him off the field, but man, was he limping post game.
But yeah, Grayson, not to interrupt you, but we also heard a couple of weeks ago that he was going to play, and that didn't happen. I mean, are we concrete this time?
We're concrete.
Okay. You're confident. I like it.
I see.
I mean, you got to have him against Louisville. I mean, you don't win that game Friday night without Kate Klubnik, I don't think. You know, as good as Christopher Vezina was. We're talking to Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. If you Clemson fans have a question for Grayson, you can get it in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. In your mind, Grayson, what was it about that Tom Allen defense? You know, I made a joke on Twitter that maybe Brent Venables had a headset that we didn't know about. I mean, it looked like a different defense. What in your mind was it that elevated that defense on Saturday night to a level that we haven't seen much this year?
Well, they had a total season high in sacks, 6.
Yeah.
And part of that was Avion Terrell with the 2. They finally figured that corner blitz out where they tried to do it against Duke and safeties weren't exactly staying home. And they might have found something with Corian Gibson, excuse me. He played very well on Saturday against Florida State. That's just a small add. But it's a group that plays with a lot of passion. And you can clearly tell, and even pictures that we've shot on TigerNet by Merrill Mann, it was a great job. The energy, the smiles, it felt like Allen was the central voice on Saturday. And I think that this defense has kind of rallied around him. The speed looks a little bit better. The pass rush has gotten a little bit better. And I do believe that the linebacker play as well. We don't talk about it as much, but I feel like in the first part of the season, you could say that position was a liability for this group. And I think they've gotten a lot better as the season's progressed. A lot of tackles made in space. So I don't think that there are certain fans that maybe be calling for Allen to be moved. I think that once Allen kind of figures this out, brings some extra guys in here, I do think that there's something to this, Cole. I do think that that was one of Allen's better games. I have mentioned the whiffs in the secondary. I do think that's personnel. And certainly that will be addressed offseason-wise. But I do think there's something here talent-wise that Allen can work with.
So how much, in your mind, of this year, with Tom Allen and that Clemson defense, how much of it is personnel, like he talked about a couple of weeks ago? On the flip side, how much of it is him adjusting, you know, to, I'm not saying being a defensive coordinator, because he's obviously been in this position as well, but if you had a look at the, you know, the weight of coming into a new program where you don't have your players and you're kind of having to, I don't want to say makeshift, but in a way makeshift, right? How much of it do you think was on Tom Allen 2025? How much of it do you think is the personnel or the lack of personnel that fit what he wants to do?
Well, it was a really revealing press conference from him a few weeks ago when he essentially implied we can't call certain things because of the trust
sure.
that we have in the personnel. I thought that was very honest and very revealing as to how he kind of evaluates this defense. And when he was asked, what do you want out of a recruit or a prospect moving forward? I think prospect means two things now, whether you're talking about the transfer portal or recruits in the high school cycle. He said, I want fast, hungry players who love the game. That first line says a lot to me yeah. without him having to really spell it out for folks. So there is an aspect that I do think at times he's been a little over-aggressive, maybe overestimating his personnel skill and ability to kind of understand the situation, because he has been aggressive at times and it's yeah. paid off. He's been aggressive at times and it hasn't. So there have been moments where like, I don't really see the emphasis on the call here. Why are you making this decision? But at the same time, Tom Allen didn't forget how to coach on his flight from Happy Valley. This is a darn good football coach. And I think that in 2026, when things start to settle in a little bit more, and we'll have a lot more information as to the structure of the defensive staff and some of the players, whether that's moves in the portal or some of the kids that they're being able to bring in on the recruiting trail, I think we're going to see a lot of a different look. And then you'll go, okay, there's the vision that Allen wants to implement.
Grayson, kind of a follow-up to that. Maybe this is a off-season question, but I am curious. When you talk about a guy in Tom Allen who did say that, talking about the personnel that he has or personnel that he wants, right? And you mentioned the press conference from a few weeks ago. In your mind, how much influence do these assistant coaches, whether it be Tom Allen and Garrett Riley for now and maybe a new offensive coordinator in 2026, how much influence do coordinators have on Dabo Swinney's ability, or not ability, but willingness to go out and get more guys in the transfer portal opposed to getting Tristan Smith and Will Helt?
Well, I think he had a need last year, and it's going to come down to Clemson's going to lose T.J. Parker to the draft. At least that's the assumption. Sure. I would say a lot of this is very hypothetical because, Cole, as you know, college football, there's a lot of changing hands. So you'd project that T.J. Parker and DeMonte Capehart and Peter Woods will all head for the pros.
Yeah.
That's three starters. Wade Woodes, another starter, is going to be heading out. You have Avion Terrell, first-round draft pick, in my mind for sure, is heading out. That's five
yeah.
starters. Do you think that you have five starters that can come in and immediately replace that production? My answer right now would be no.
Mm.
I think Jaheim Lawson is one that you can fill in at edge, but you're going to need some depth in if Lawson's going to take a bigger role. So I do believe that Allen could go to Swinney. And I think offensively it was different because you had Wesco, Williams, Moore, Klubnik. You felt decent at running back and you felt really good about the tight end room. And then you had four or five starters on the offensive line coming back with a variety of freshmen, linemen ready to contribute from the 25 class. So offensively, there was a reason why they didn't go in the portal as much and getting that depth piece in Tristan Smith, who was meant to be a depth piece.
Yeah.
I think that's very important for people to remember. Playing well as a starter, by the way. Very like what you see from him. See if they can get an extra year out of that. That would be interesting to see how that battle goes in the offseason. But defensively, you're lacking that talent, Cole. And I know I'm rambling here.
No, you're
but
good.
You have, as I mentioned, those five starters that are probably heading off. Will Helt could potentially go pro. Will Helt could also potentially transfer. We don't know. things are, this isn't based off of any information that I have. This is just speculation.
Yeah.
In terms of what Allen would have to do for Sweeney to go and say, we need to at least get a couple guys in here to be starters.
Sure.
Do you feel good about the linebackers? Who pairs with Sammy Brown? Do you bring in those defenders? You only have a couple on the defensive line, and a few of them have decommitted, in Keyshawn Stancil, who I felt like could play immediately. So Clemson's search for talent is going to be that evaluation of how well have these guys developed behind the scenes, because now that's the time. This was 26 was always going to be that year where it's an influx of talent. Who comes in, who comes out? I think we're going to find out, Cole, pretty soon.
And then last follow-up to the two follow-ups. I've already followed up. Because I you keep every time you answer, you spark a new question.
I love that.
I think Grayson, I agree with you, by the way, but I think the biggest concern in my mind when I hear that is, okay, that sounds great, but in the past few years, we've clearly seen a miss when it comes to evaluation of talent. At the very top, is there going to be a change? Is anything going to change when it comes to guys being recruited coming into the program versus guys coming into the program via the portal? I'm with you. That's all fine and dandy. But the reality is I don't know that Clemson fans are extremely happy on the last few years just when it comes to talent evaluation and development.
I think that's where Kevin Kelly comes in. And I think it's important to remember he was hired in February. So the portal window's already been closed. You had already had this recruiting cycle. He's had his hand on the 26 class. So I think this offseason in terms of the transfer portal, very important. I think that Kevin Kelly is going to have a huge role in deciding talent and evaluating talent coming in from the Chargers, working very closely. He was someone who drafted Justin, or not drafted, but had a big part in drafting Justin Herbert, quarterback out of Oregon, had to make that decision between Tua Tagovailoa with the Dolphins and Justin Herbert. That's just one example of many, but that's one big name that I think fans who watch football on Sundays go, yeah, Justin Herbert's pretty good at what he does. So I think that name certainly is going to be brought up in the offseason in a big way. So let's get ahead of it now with the follow-up question.
Grayson, the follow-up is, how is life for a New England Patriots fan right now?
I was talking to my parents earlier about this. They said, for the last several years, I've driven in my car on Mondays, and I've heard about nothing but negativity. And this morning, I'm driving around to campus, and I hear the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders. Nah. And I had to pull over. I was emotional. It's like, hold on. I haven't heard that since 2018.
Yeah.
What a time.
Are they?
I think that they are.
Yeah.
What more do they need to prove?
Sure.
They're undefeated on the road. They have one of the best young quarterbacks in football. They have one of the best coaches in football. And I think that there's still a level they haven't tapped into yet. I don't think they've played their best game yet, Cole. And going down the road to Tampa, beating an NFC contender, you gone on the road to Buffalo. Sure, the easy schedule argument is out there, but when they've played stiffer competition, they've passed the test.
And you mentioned Buffalo there. I mean, a little bit unshaky, unshaky ground maybe in that division. I mean, Buffalo, they go as Josh Allen goes, but Grayson, when Josh Allen doesn't play well, they're not a good football team. And yesterday, they just weren't a good football team.
They're very Josh Allen dependent.
Right.
And you like to be when he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. So when he's on, which is 90% of the time, you're winning football games.
Yeah.
But for the AFC East, it's been Buffalo for the last 6 years. And I think hands are changing back to how they should be up there. New England Patriots, man. 8-2.
Yeah.
Life is good.
It's hard
I can't
to
wait in February to do this, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be awesome.
Must be nice. I'll say that. Must be nice to have your NFL team relevant. Must be nice. GraysonManTigerNet.com. You're the best, man. Appreciate you as always.
I appreciate you, Cole.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week. GraysonManTigerNet.com. If you missed any of that, you can go back on the free Odyssey app and find it. Also, excuse me, also on the fan upstate.com. I want to say thank.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Cue to a select group of people next. So this is a very short segment before Overreaction Monday coming up in about 10 minutes right here on The Fan. Upstate, want to hear your overreactions from the sports weekend at 844-326-3663. That's 844-FAN-PHONE. But I also, in the next segment, want to say thank you to a very special group of people who, look, I admire. And we, Diesel and I, are off tomorrow. By the way, Diesel is under the weather today. Hopefully he'll be back very soon. Just not feeling the best. But tomorrow's Veterans Day, and we will not be on the air. Veterans Day is a company holiday at Odyssey. And for any veterans listening, I would love to hear from you in the next segment. I know we're doing Overreaction Monday, but I'm going to kind of combine it with this veteran special that I wanted. I just want to say thank you to the veterans out there. It means a lot to me for all of those that have served this great country. So on the text line, I would love to hear from you and shout you out if you are a Tolo who has served and is a veteran. Again, I just want to shout you out and say thank you. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. It doesn't matter if there's one Tolo or 100 Tolos that get in the text line in the very next segment or during this commercial break. But want to say thanks for your service to this country, because Veterans Day is a very, very important holiday. Again, we won't be on the air tomorrow. It's a company holiday. But just want to say thanks to all the veterans out there. We'll continue the conversation over Reaction Monday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.